WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Local emergency management officials have been spending this week planning multiple options to when and where Hurricane Harvey makes landfall.
We've also got to remember our community, our own citizens here, because if, like with this path that they have the hurricane going on, yesterday it showed it would be coming right over us. So if it was a substantial hurricane, it might really affect this area. So we're not that far north that it's really safe to have people evacuate here too.
Brian's emergency management coordinator, Jerry Henry, during our show, says multiple agencies are involved in planning the response to what happens after the storm.
Red Cross is a great, great asset, and Salvation Army also. Mm-hmm. Our VOADs, that's volunteers active in disasters or during disasters. They really, really do make the difference for us.
The city of Bryan and BTU will have multiple social media platforms providing storm-related information, and residents are also encouraged to sign up to Brazos County's Emergency Alert Notification System. The Brazos Valley Office of the Red Cross is looking for volunteers to help staff storm shelters. Training for new volunteers is being offered Saturday morning from 9 until noon at the Red Cross office in Bryan on Boonville Road. Reservations are requested for the free training. Additional information is on our website, WTAW.com. Texas A&M's main campus in College Station does not expect to close due to Hurricane Harvey. Blinn College officials will announce by Sunday afternoon at 4 what will happen on Monday at its locations, and no announcements have been made by the College Station or Bryan school districts. The College Station City Council will continue its contract for collecting recyclable materials for another 3 years.
Just in a six-month window in the same time frame, we're up 227% in tonnage. So for 6 months in 2015, we saw 414 tons. In the same time frame for 2017, we're almost at 1,400 tons.
Coordinator Heather Woolwine says 74% of what is collected is actually recycled. Efforts continue to reduce the amount of items that should not be placed in recyclable containers. Woolwine says a difficult audience to reach is college students.
I think that our app helps the students out quite a bit because they're able to actually look into the guidelines and whatnot, and they're more app oriented. And I do a lot of presentations on campus and talk to a lot of student groups throughout the year.
There will be no increase in the charge for residential recycling in College Station, which is currently about $3 a month. The chancellor of the Texas A&M system has been given a 3-year extension of his contract. John Sharp was given a standing ovation following unanimous approval by the 7 members of the Board of Regents attending this week's meeting in College Station.
This is the best staff, and I've had several thousand employees over the years, and they are the most incredible people that come up with the most amazing ideas and ability to execute, and I wind up getting the credit for it. So thank you for that.
Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz of Houston was the last of 5 members who offered congratulations.
I view this as an expression of confidence by the board in your leadership and a statement by our board recognizing the stability of our system.
According to the system office, there will be no change in Sharp's compensation. His contract will run through 2023. Senator Ted Cruz now has a Republican primary opponent.
Stefano De Stefano is an energy attorney who describes himself as pro-free trade. He's from New York, and he joined the Republican Party when he moved to Houston 5 years ago. The Morning News reports he is the first of perhaps many primary challengers for Cruz. El Paso Democratic Congressman Beto O'Rourke is also campaigning to replace the state's junior senator. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
This season's Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra schedule is packed full of classics, including Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven. Executive Director Mary Kinniger says the season will wrap up on April 29th.
We didn't think we could top last year's Broadway stars Wicked, but we think we've done it.
Kinniger, on a visit on our show, says the international group, the Texas Tenors, will conclude the 36th BVSO season.
They're sold out crowds, sold out concerts. They were the runners up for America's Got Talent. And they sing everything from country to rock and roll to contemporary to, they can even do a little classical if they want to. And they're very, very good.
A full schedule and tickets are online at bvso.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 76 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Hey, there you go. About 8:10. It's 8:10. Okay, sure, why not? We'll make it 8:10. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for the last 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. If you'd like some more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Early this morning, Harvey's a hurricane with winds of 105 miles an hour. That makes it a Category 2 storm on the Saffir-Simpson scale. And before it makes landfall near the Corpus Christi area, by this time tomorrow, it could be a Category 3 hurricane. That would mean winds are up over 111 miles an hour. Now, the big problem for the region is not so much the winds. It's going to be the rain from this system. The low is going to stall. The hurricane's going to stall out over the Corpus Christi area. And that means we're going to have repetitive rains day after day after day. Even though we may only end up with 3 to 5 inches of rain a day over 5 days, that is a lot of rain. A lot of computer models are suggesting a 15 to 25 inch rainfall over much of eastern Texas into the southeastern part of the state. And that's what we have to watch. We think the storm is more or less going to be stalled down near Corpus Christi through at least Sunday, and then it will gradually drift towards the north and east. Again, the big problem coming up for our area from this storm is going to be all the heavy rain. The moisture is going to be flowing in off the Gulf of Mexico through at least Tuesday of next week.
All right. So there you go. That's a rain event.
Yep.
So
and a big one.
Yes, it is. So a property owner in Ohio admitted to burning down his trailer home. Ross County Sheriff's deputies say they responded to the property of one Robert Violette, age 41, found him putting out a fire with a garden hose, according to court documents. Robert told police he wanted to torch all the trailers on his property because of tenants he's tired of renting to are drug addicts. Then don't rent to
them.
The fire department
said, an easier solution.
They really safely extinguished the flames and issued Robert a warning. Unclear how much damage was done to the property. Okay.
Well, fire damage, that's for sure.
Got video of a cop chasing kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, in Kima.
Okay.
Group of out-of-control kids, and by kids, I mean goats.
Those
kind of kids. Yeah,
a little goat thing.
Okay.
Footage shows Kima police officers wrangling a mama goat and her babies from a local neighborhood after the animals broke loose from their enclosure. The body cam video was posted to Facebook with the caption, "After the bad animals refused to go with the officers." I know, they entered negotiations.
Oh!
Police eventually returned the goats safely to their home. Owners believe someone released them on purpose. They're part of a 4-H project.
Wow.
Yeah, so there. Stuff going on in Kima. Pair of cats have inherited a fortune. Ellen Freywooder, who was a millionaire, passed away at the age of 88. She had no heirs, so she left a big old chunk of the money to her beloved cats, Tiger and Troy. The $300,000 trust fund will be used to cover the cats' grooming, food, health care, and other expenses. In total, she was worth about $3 million.
What if something happens to the cats before her fortune runs out?
Well, yeah.
Where does the money go then?
I don't know. And the other thing is, I don't know that the cats are behaving any differently now either.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Money has not changed the cats. They're still cats.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to do anything to those cats.
No,
right.
I understand.
It's going to look like an accident.
But
I'm just saying.
Okay, got it. Research from Montreal University finds that when women are with a dining companion whom they are wanting to impress, be it male or female, they would tend to order low-fat food. But men face the greater dilemma when faced with a menu, from being torn between wanting to show self-resistance or ordering a light meal, or wanting to demonstrate exactly how masculine they are by eating high-fat food.
I'll take the 72-ounce steak.
Oh, guys, we are, that is who we are.
Yes.
That is who we are. If you want to be the life and soul of the party, then it's better to have a big old hamburger, according to the men.
All right.
Okay. We'll see. All right, now it's time for our drunken stories.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
In Kentucky, police responded to a call of two trucks being driven strangely on a rural road.
Strangely.
Okay. The guy would drive one truck 100 yards or so, stop, walk back to the second truck, drive it 100 yards past the first truck, then walk back to the first truck, drive and so on and so on. Police asked the guy why he was doing that.
Yeah.
Well, he said that his brother was passed out drunk in one of the trucks, so he was driving both of them home.
Oh,
by the way, did I mention that the guy walking was drunk also?
Yeah.
Well, he tried.
He did. And then there's the drunk driving case in Michigan that had to be decided by the state Supreme Court after lower courts couldn't agree on the man's guilt, despite the fact that his blood alcohol was measured at 3 times the legal limit.
Ooh.
Here's what's so confusing. Police officers who responded to a complaint of loud music watched the man driving in and out of his garage, but he never actually drove onto the street. Supreme Court ruled that constituted drunk driving on the grounds that he was driving in a place that met the law's requirements, a place that is, quote, open to the public or generally accessible to a motor vehicle. So you can't drive drunk in your driveway.
In your
own
driveway.
And I guess, really, you know, if you think about it, I don't know how wasted he was, but, you know, did he have to be really, really careful putting his car in the garage this time? Was he
apparently
having to concentrate?
I knew a guy in college, and they had thrown a party, and in the middle of the party, he decided he was hungry, so he drove to go get food. When he came back home, the party had been busted by the cops, and he drives into his driveway, puts it in park, and gets arrested for a DWI.
Oh.
So even though he never actually got pulled over, they could prove that he had been driving.
He had been driving.
Yep, and he had been drinking. Driving. Yep. So.
Okay, here are the apps that millennials say they cannot live without. 18 to 34s, those are millennials, in case you're keeping score. Number 10. Instagram.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 9, WhatsApp.
I've never even used the WhatsApp.
Me
I don't
neither.
Know what it is exactly.
Number 8, the Apple App Store.
Okay.
7, Google Search. 6, Google Maps. How could that be up at number 7? I would think that would be
higher
on the list. Anyway.
Yeah. Same with the App Store, because how do you get all the rest of these apps if you don't have the App Store?
You're right.
I wouldn't even think that as an app choice, though.
Yeah,
you
you're
know
right.
What I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. It's included.
Yeah, it's just, it is, you do it, and then you get your apps. Number 5, YouTube. Number 4, Facebook Messenger. Number 3, Facebook. Number 2, Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1 app that millennials cannot live without. Amazon.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah, Amazon. Well, they gotta buy stuff.
I know.
Didn't hear Twitter on there.
No, I haven't. I didn't either.
Facebook doing so well.
That's
no
it.
Twitter.
So
I know, and Instagram was down at the bottom.
Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, and again, don't know when this survey was taken, but that kind of stuff.
And
probably
Snapchat
moves
didn't make it at all.
It did not make it at all.
What?
It did not.
And the thing is, like Snapchat, you have to have the app.
Yeah.
Like Amazon, you can go online. You can use your browser and still get onto Amazon. Like I have never thought about downloading the Amazon app. But with Snapchat, you don't have, like, it has to be through the app.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
That's just an interesting.
Yeah, I use Amazon, but I don't use the app.
Right.
I use that at a desktop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, here we go. These are two apps that you probably can skip, but they're out there. They are available for iOS and Android. Places I've pooped. The description in the App Store reads, places I've pooped, is a little gem that helps you track all the places you've pooped in the world. Expand your territory, mark everywhere you visited, bombs away.
That's gross.
I could see that being useful if it had a place to like mention how clean the place was.
Well,
that you
maybe.
Know, oh, this is a good place,
maybe.
Or, oh, no, that's a bad
all
place.
All right, the other one is Poop Map. This is a Poop Map is a small app that helps you log all the places again where you've pooped by pressing the only real button available, drop the poop.
How
you
bizarre.
Mark your location.
Wow.
Oh, I know. We now have all the apps we need. It's clear if we've gotten to that point.
Who's sitting around going, I wonder where
I don't know. I have no idea. Probably is an offshoot of where's my phone, right? I mean, you know,
yeah.
Lost your phone. Where's it? All right, the hottest dog names out there. Hottest dog names.
Here we go.
A dog product company called Whistle just released the results of a survey of dog naming trends right now. Here's some of the highlights. Number one, Game of Thrones names are huge.
Oh, I bet.
Arya.
Mm-hmm.
Arya, okay, mm-hmm. And Snow.
Okay.
But almost two-thirds of the dogs who get Game of Thrones names get them from House Stark's dire wolves. There's Grey Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You're going to yell, hey, come here, Grey Wind. Lady. Okay. Well, Lady's been around a long time. Nymeria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Summer. Shaggy Dog and Ghost.
Yep.
Okay.
I can see those.
People,
some of them, yeah.
People,
well, we had that story about everyone's adopting huskies because they look
right,
like dire wolves.
Because they look like dire wolves. That's true. People aren't naming their dogs after coffee anymore, except Seattle.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Names like Kona and Mocha are declining in popularity.
Oh, all right.
Giant dogs are most likely to get sport names. More than 20% of the dogs named after sports, athletes, and teams weigh over 90 pounds.
Okay.
Names based on junk food getting more popular, including
more popular.
Yep, Taffy, Twix, and Milano.
Ooh, fun fact: the current Reveille, her original name was Twix.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Names based on booze are hot, including things like brandy.
Vodka.
Jack Daniels, come here.
No, I
got to go home and feed my Merlot.
That's right. Guinness and whiskey.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Those are.
I just saw a dog the other day, and its name was Bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So, okay.
Well, it's a B word, which is good. You know, you do use hard sounds. That's what you want to do for a dog's name.
Mm-hmm.
The wacky folks over in Japan. So that's it. The wacky folks over in Japan are in for a taste treat as Kit Kat has just launched a new flavor based on cough drops.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
Cosmopolitan reports the candy giant mixed white chocolate with throat lozenge powder, which is presumably in honor of Yasutaro Matsuki. Mr. Matsuki uses his voice a lot as the soccer commentator and serves as branded ambassador and has a big gig coming up in the FIFA World Cup matches. If you can't miss this gift to the senses, better get your passport ready because it's only available through September the 10th. Oh, they'd bring it over here if it was a hit.
What a weird and specific promotion.
Well, I saw a story on the news last month that Kit Kat is really a different deal over there. I mean, they make tons of different flavors.
Huh.
They have Kit Kat stores.
Oh, wow.
Where they have over 100 different Kit Kat flavors. So this is just the latest one added to that.
Hmm.
But again, cough drop?
Yeah, I'll pass.
Don't think that that's anything that we would actually think is fun.
Sounds like the worst.
Pennsylvania couple says Jesus showed up in their daughter's sonogram.
Of course he did.
And easing their concerns after two other children were born with birth defects, they say. Alicia Zeke and Zach Smith say they're not especially religious, but they're convinced the image to the left of their daughter's head is a bearded Christ. Which, again, since we really don't have pictures, we really don't know. I guess this looks like what they believe Jesus looks like.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Which, that might be strong enough.
That's fine. Yeah. Now, I don't know if Cliff Howard used this. I gave this story to him yesterday, and I gave him one day so he could have, the exclusive on it. So now I'm going to use it. Climate change is causing the world's fish to shrink.
To shrink?
Oh,
shrink.
No.
So glitter is killing them.
Man, yeah. See, there's so many things for the poor little fitties. Fishermen over the past several years have noticed that, and that observation was validated by science in 2014 by research that found commercially important fish stocks like sole, herring, and haddock in the North Sea have decreased in maximum body size over a 40-year period. Live Science says this new study takes it a step further, describing the mechanism that is likely causing fish to shrink. In short, as the world's oceans warm up, that's right, as they're heating up, so do the bodies of the little fishes. Higher temperatures generally increase the size of biochemical reactions in a fish's body. That increases their metabolic rate, but it also increases in a way that the fish's gills can't keep up with, and because their gills can't take in the oxygen needed, it leads to smaller fish. So there.
So if you're trying to catch a record-setting fish, chances are it's already been caught.
Right.
Oh, good
and
point.
Won't be happening in the North Sea either. So, oh, I guess science hasn't used up all their money. They've still got a few things that they want to be telling us about. In case you missed it earlier this morning, Taylor Swift dropped her new video at midnight.
She did.
Chelsea's already listened to it twice.
Yep.
It's called Look What You Made Me Do, and it is dark, dark, dark. They say she sounds more like Lorde and even Britney Spears than herself.
Oh, okay.
Did you think that?
I mean, I definitely still heard Taylor, but yeah, she's definitely got a new sound to her, for sure.
All right, anyway, the Redemption's out November 10th. Chelsea's already bought it.
So I've already pre-ordered,
She'll share that with us.
Yep.
Congratulations to Tony Romo and his wife. They've got themselves their third baby boy. Dad broke the news on Twitter.
Oh.
Name is Jones McCoy Romo.
Jones, you stop.
I'm telling you, Jones McCoy Romo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yeah.
Jerry Jones did give him the best years of his life
so far. I guess that's probably right.
Wow.
His brothers are named Rivers and Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, didn't know that. But there you go. There's your, so Tony Romo is in the news, and good for him. He's just looking to get in the news because Dax has got all the press
right
now. Got all the press. All right, it's 8:26.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Good news if you're a Whole Food shopper, prices will be dropping. Amazon says it will begin slashing prices on grocery items from bananas to baby kale at its new Whole Foods unit right away. The e-commerce giant's plans to move quickly to shake up the supermarket industry with its $13.7 billion acquisition sent shares of competitors, including Kroger and Walmart, into a tailspin yesterday. Samsung heir Lee Jae-yong showed no particular reaction after his sentence of 5 years in prison for bribery and other crimes was announced today. Lee, whose attempts to bribe South Korea's president contributed to her ouster, took a small sip of water as he stood up to leave the courtroom. An appeal is expected. The Lone County currently at risk of going uncovered on the federal health laws insurance exchanges has landed an insurer. Ohio-based insurer CareSource and the State Department of Insurance will step up to provide health insurance coverage in Paulding County, Ohio in 2018. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
We're saying thank you to guests at America's and Canada's Best Value Inns with our Hello Rewards program. We've done away with traditional points and tiers to make the experience all about you. Hello Rewards treats you to exclusive benefits, personalized perks, our best rates, and you can earn free nights at 1,100 hotels, including America's and Canada's Best Value Inns, Country Hearth, Guest House, and Red Lion Hotels. Reward yourself and join Hello Rewards today at myhellorewards.com.
How trills improve communication. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. At least 6 different types of mammals have calls with trills or bleats, like these sheep and this panda. Why is bleating so popular? To find out, Benjamin Charlton at University College Dublin and his colleagues played two series of very similar sounds to human volunteers. One of the series had been modulated to have a bleeding effect, like this. In the journal Current Biology, they report that the bleeding helped volunteers distinguish between sounds that had subtle differences in important sound characteristics called formants. Formants can help tell a large animal from a small one and also help a parent identify its offspring. So bleeding helps animals pick up important information about callers, even if they're all calling at once. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It's no secret that social media, and Facebook in particular, has allowed itself to be used by some of the world's most violent terrorist groups. Only when the legitimate media began exposing the terrorism that was running wild online did any of the internet companies begin to respond. Now Facebook claims it's shutting down a million hate accounts each day. Can we believe them? Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. With 2 billion users worldwide, I can believe that millions of extremist groups pop up on Facebook every day. Mark Zuckerberg brags that Facebook is hiring an additional 3,000 moderators. But if the company really is removing 30 million hate groups each month, why are there still so many of them online? Facebook says it's struggling to cope with all the extremism. Clearly, despite Facebook's PR spin, 3,000 new moderators aren't enough. They should do more. And with $9.2 billion in revenue last quarter, why don't they? All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Police use dash cameras to retain evidence and protect themselves against wrongful prosecution. Now you can too. It's your proof of your innocence in an accident or a traffic stop, always acting as your in-car security system. Driving can be dangerous, but the Commando dash cam with its wide lens captures the entire road and makes a record of every drive. The built-in GPS pinpoints exactly where and when events occur, and the Commando dash cam records in HD, daylight, and low-light conditions.
The Commando dash cam recorded an accident that was not my fault.
There's parking assist, lane departure, and collision warning systems built in, too.
The Commando dash cam proved my innocence.
There's no better technology at any price. Find the Commando dash cam at shop.commando.com. shop.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It is 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Preparing for the worst and hoping for the best is one way local emergency management officials are preparing when Hurricane Harvey hits landfall. Bryan's emergency management coordinator, Jerry Henry, says their priorities have changed when it comes to dealing with evacuees.
We used to set up a center where they would come through and then be directed to shelters here. We no longer do that. It was called a shelter hub, and we don't do that anymore. But we do have a point-to-point agreement with the city of Port Arthur and a few communities around there.
Henry on our show says their plan takes into account what they have to do if the storm's path includes the Twin Cities. The Brazos Valley office of the Red Cross is looking for volunteers to help staff storm shelters. Training for new volunteers is being offered Saturday morning from 9 until noon at the Red Cross office in Bryan on Boonville Road. Reservations are requested for the free training. Additional information is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M's main campus in College Station does not expect to close due to Hurricane Harvey. University officials report move-in and other campus activities are expected to continue as scheduled. There's also a reminder to all travelers to exercise extreme caution due to flooding risks. Blinn College officials will announce by Sunday afternoon at 4 what will happen on Monday at its locations. No announcements have been made by the Bryan or College Station school districts. A four-way stop approved by the College Station City Council last night followed more than a year of work by neighborhood residents and city staff.
I'm speaking of the desperate housewives of Dexter that have worked so long to get this enacted. I have to congratulate the staff. They worked very hard with the residents, and also the residents worked very hard in collecting information. And it's a good example of how people will, if they will just hang in there and work with us, we can get something done.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick was referring to residents in the historic Southside District who worked to add stop signs on Dexter at the intersection of Thomas Street. Students and staff at Brian's Davila Middle School had a 45-minute interruption yesterday due to smoke in the building. Bryan ISD officials believe smoke was generated by a malfunctioning air handler in a closet. Students were moved into the air-conditioned gym while smoke was removed from the building. Seven of the nine members of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents who attended this week's meeting all approved a three-year extension of the Chancellor John Sharp's contract. Phil Adams of Bryan, who is in his third term on the Regents, has worked with four chancellors.
He's been a bold, innovative, visionary leader, and he's really made a difference for the A&M system. I think he's the best chancellor in the country, and there are others that think that too.
The system office reports Sharp's contract will run through 2023 with no changes to his compensation. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra will open their 36th season with the newly crowned 2017 Clyburn Gold Medalist. Executive Director Mary Kinniger on our show says their music director, Marcelo Busicki, was at the Clyburn competition.
So he actually saw this gentleman win the competition with the piece he's playing here, the Rachmaninoff Third.
Okay.
And it's a gentleman from South Korea. And, of course, this is an international piano competition. The best of the best of the best are there.
Kinniger says the concert, Clyburn Gold, is October 22nd. To see a full schedule of events and to purchase tickets, you can go online to bvso.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It is 77 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
836 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Jackson Weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Hurricane Harvey's going to make landfall near the Corpus Christi area. The bad news for us is once it makes landfall, it doesn't go anywhere, so we're going to see moisture pouring in off the Gulf of Mexico into the region. A flash flood watch in effect until 7 Monday morning. Cloudy and breezy, a few showers and storms possible today, 85 to 90. Windy with showers and thunderstorms overnight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, rainy and windy. Highs both days, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
One report, they just upped the rain, possible rain amounts on the coast to 40 inches of rain. We'll see. Good to be 150 miles inland, I'm thinking. Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you today?
Hey, great.
Brought your galoshes with you. You know, it's really strange because you just look outside. It looks normal. Everything's okay. I thought there'd be a lot of traffic this morning. I really did. And
not too much?
No, not too many.
So you think the Aggie Dome is going to be breached?
Well, I think it will be breached. It was yesterday we were talking about how it had gone into a grocery-torium in College Station, and, you know, it was pretty packed about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and a lady that was there from Fort Lauderdale basically going, what's the big deal?
Right. It's like it's going to make landfall here.
That's right. And yeah. A guy said, well, we're here to get our stuff so when the people from Houston come up, they can't take our stuff, which is what they did last time.
Oh, okay,
so, we'll see. But anyhow, we'll keep you posted on all that. So you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. College Station Police Officer Tony Gonzalez, who came all the way over here on his cool Harley.
Yeah, there you go. Good morning. How are you, officer?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you here. So, what did you ride?
I ride a 2016 Harley-Davidson Road King.
Okay. Now, is that your bike?
No, sir. That's owned by the city.
Okay. Now, but there's some departments where the officer can have their own bike?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know how to ask this. I'm just going to ask it. What's the percentage of male as opposed to female motorcycle officers in your general experience?
I'm not sure the exact number. I know there are a few female motor officers out there.
Well,
some departments have them. It's one of those jobs that you apply for, and if you're selected for it and you pass the training regiment for it, you get the job. But it's a difficult job.
Okay. I've always heard that you can't talk your way out of a motorcycle cop ticket because basically you're there for traffic control. That's what you're there for.
We are there for traffic enforcement safety.
Yeah.
For the safety of the general motoring public, but I don't always give tickets. You know, there are warnings. When
really?
The biggest thing is to make sure that people understand why they were stopped.
Yeah.
And try to correct that behavior.
Okay. Officer Gonzalez is being a nice guy. There you go. So, but you're here today because we want to talk about school, we think, is going to open on Monday.
Yes, sir.
That's the plan. Well, you know, rain could change that. But this is something where you speed in a school zone, you're going to pay for it.
If you speed in a school zone and we're around, we're going to catch you.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things we start to see, though, are people not stopping for school buses. A couple of places we normally see that are on Texas Avenue, 3,000 block across from Walmart,
mm-hmm.
Brothers Boulevard area, Southwest Parkway, between Welsh and Welburn also. Just remember, if it's not a divided median, you do need to stop for a school bus with the red flashing lights. A divided median would be grass or concrete barrier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in other words, if that stuff's not there, then you do have to stop. And again, in both directions. Now, one of the other things I was thinking about is the situation where people are looking to you guys for escort. That's part of your job too. Huh?
Yes,
tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. Part of the escort. One of the things prime example would be funeral processions. We're trying to get people from a funeral home to a cemetery safely as in one group, or football escorts will do football escorts for A&M also.
There you go.
One of the things is the game has to start on time.
Yeah,
so,
and
to make sure that the buses get there in a timely manner, we'll go through and control traffic and get the motorcycles or use the motorcycles to get the buses there. And sometimes it's three buses, depending on who we're playing. Sometimes it's seven,
sure.
Eight buses.
Now, you know, something I've noticed really just locally last couple of weeks is that we've been seeing turbine blades that are moving up, I guess, from somewhere in the Gulf Coast area and they're coming up.
I have seen those.
Yeah.
I have friends that are motor officers down in the Houston area that they've asked me if I could, you know, if I'm willing to go do an escort like that. But unfortunately, I can't leave the city.
Sure. Now, but while there, for instance, on our freeway, there is no escort. It's just usually in city limits that they'll get that sort
correct.
Of thing.
Correct. And something like that. I've seen sometimes we're turning off of Harvey Mitchell onto Raymond Stoetzer. It's taken them 5 to 10 minutes to turn.
Yeah.
To make a left turn there.
Exactly. How long have you been a motor officer?
Since June of 2014.
Okay. Is this something that a lot of people want to do, or what are your thoughts?
You know, I'm not sure. To me, it's a coveted position. It's one of those things you got to be willing to deal with the elements. It's hot in the summer, cold in the winter.
Yeah.
It rains on you. So it's one of those jobs where if we have the right applicant and we have a spot open, then absolutely, we'll take them aboard.
So tell me just anecdotally, your experience as far as texting and driving. Those numbers starting to come down here in College Station?
In general, we have seen crashes drop, but then again, we're in the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
Historically speaking, once school starts back up, crashes go up again.
Yeah.
And it could be a number of things. The main cause that we do see is fail to control speed or fail to yield right of way.
Sure.
As far as whether distracted driving is a part of it, you know, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
However, you know, cell phone tickets, we do write them. And then we're waiting to see what happens at the first of the year once we have the state law come into effect.
Right.
You know, College Station's law is a hands-free ordinance versus the state law.
Well, and then now, because, you know, got a new group of freshmen coming in, they may have come from a city where that's not the case, and so that's one more area of education right there. Huh?
Absolutely. And one of the things I have seen, though, is that the younger drivers typically don't – I don't see as much texting and driving with the younger drivers as I do the older drivers.
Wow, good. Well, that's the idea.
Parents are raising their kids right.
Okay, that's the idea. How many motorcycles do you usually have on the street at any given time?
Anywhere from four, about four. There's four officers on the motorcycle unit right now. Mm-hmm. We have two vacancies. We're kind of waiting for the next recruit class to get out before we start filling those.
Yeah, very good. Okay, good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
What else you got?
Well, I know that we need some crossing guards. So we've got school about to start in College Station, but there are still two or three locations that really need some additional coverage. So if you or somebody you know could give just a couple hours a day to College Station ISD kids, you know, it would be great. So it does pay $9.70 an hour. The available locations right now are Welsh and Canterbury, Welsh over by A&M Consolidated, and then 200 Hollick Drive. Say that?
Canterbury's been filled already.
Look at that.
Breaking news.
Look at that. All right. Just went from 3 to 2.
There you go.
So anyway, but if you would like to find out more about being a crossing guard, go to csjobs.cstx.gov, and all the information is right there.
Okay, and while you're here, y'all will be pushing out information as far as weather and maybe possible closures and that kind of
stuff. Yes, sir. If there's anything instructive or any information about infrastructure, we will absolutely be pushing that out.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning. We visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200. Let's find out what's going on at the Bush Library and Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
Let's look at the month of September. What's going to be happening at the Bush Library and Museum?
It's a very busy month. I just wanted to, first of all, cover our exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we still have our ranching exhibit going on. It's going to be going on through January. Once again, a lot of great raves about it. It's like you're walking into the past. And we talk about like from the land grants of 1700s to currently today. Learn a lot about ranching. So you figure out where your food comes from,
right.
You know, you figure out, you know, the history, and it's focused around Texas, so people can really learn about not only the history of ranching, but the history of Texas as well, because it's really intertwined. And the other thing is, a lot of people may or may not know, but we're celebrating our 20th year in the Bryan College Station.
Absolutely.
Yeah, November is going to be the official, you know, from November 97 to now, but we're celebrating it. This year, and September 1st, we're opening another new exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of at the end, when you go through the museum, if anybody's gone, it's kind of like when you're about to leave, there's a hallway there,
mm-hmm.
the Fidelity Corridor, it's called, and that's where it is. It's the 20th anniversary of the Bush Library Center.
Okay.
So it goes over, you know, for the last 20 years, everything. So if you go in there, you might even find a picture of yourself somewhere.
I was there. I don't know. Well,
there's photos like everywhere from the groundbreaking to the different exhibits we've had, from the speakers we've had there. Mm-hmm. Go over like a lot of the community outreach as well. So there's, you know, there's photos or information. We also have like gifts of state in there. You know, they got a lot of like these medals that people have presented the president.
Certainly.
Yeah. So it's a lot of great stuff. The shovels that were used for the groundbreaking, different awards that the Presidential Library has won and has been. You know, has been given over the years,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's something very interesting. I think people will really appreciate once they see it all together. It's very, the enormity of it.
Yes,
is very, you know, you're kind of like you wow.
The and famous people who have been here, because the Bush Library and Museum is here, is incredible.
The famous people, and you know, I'm not going to give it away.
Okay,
but kind of the story of a little bit about how it came here. A lot of mm-hmm. people don't know. You know, It's very interesting, and like I said, it's kind of like you're going back through time a little bit, but you're you know, you're learning a lot.
Asset to our community, that's for sure. But then you also have ongoing things, and that will continue through mid-September. We've still got movies going on, right?
The last movies by the Pond series we're going to be showing at September 15th. We'll be showing Babe. And we just got this brand new huge screen. So unlike, you know, previous screens that we've had, this one, everybody should be able to see.
Big time.
It's in-house. So once again, that's September 15th. The festivities start at 7. There's going to be bounce houses, free food, catered food. I want to thank Pepsi for donating the drinks. And people love the drinks. And they mm-hmm. love the popcorn
sure.
and hot dogs
yeah.
and hamburgers. So festivities start at 7. The movie starts at sundown.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to finish up the month, we're welcoming photographer Bud Force
mm-hmm.
and filmmaker John Langmore, and they've created a documentary called Cowboys. These guys have traveled to different ranches for many years in Texas, New Mexico, like Montana, all over the Southwest. And so this is kind of gives that, you know, living on the cowboy ranches
mm-hmm.
and how that is. And it's a documentary, and it hasn't even come out yet, so they're going to be discussing it.
Wow.
And John Langmore, he's a A&M student. He's an A&M grad.
Great,
so
great.
It's going to be really interesting on that, and that's all on our website, bush41.org.
You know, and remind people, of course, the A&M home season opener is on the 9th of September against Nicholls State, and it's at 6 o'clock in the evening, so if you've got folks who are coming in from out of town, great opportunity to spend earlier in the day at the Library Museum.
It really is. You know, if you haven't gone yet, now is really, you always say now is the time, but now is really the time because
The 20th anniversary exhibit's only going to be there until maybe around mid-January.
Okay.
And the same for the ranching exhibit. So you're getting a big piece of the history of Texas and kind of what made Texas a lot. Mm-hmm. And then you're getting the big piece of how the Presidential Library, for the last 20 years and what's happened and everything, how it's integral into the community. And so I think it's very special. And then you get to learn about our 41st president.
Right.
And that's always awesome. I get to read a lot of the reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that always strikes me is people come through and they're like, we never realized he did so much.
Yeah. just
we never realized.
Yeah,
we just thought, he was president. And it was like, oh my God, even before that, because it goes over, all of his public service. So they're really amazed about how much the totality of his public service.
I don't know that there's been a more qualified person sit in the presidency. I mean,
well, that may be your opinion. It might not be somebody else.
That's true, but he did a lot of stuff. He did a lot of stuff. Right. He did a lot of stuff before he got here. That's true.
Definitely. I mean, from the time he was 18 and 18th birthday to join the Navy, I mean, his family was about public service, and it seemed like the moment that he had the opportunity, he served, and he hadn't stopped since.
Yep.
So, a lot of the, whether you're looking at, director of the CIA, head of the RNC, U.S. envoy to China,
mm-hmm.
These positions were given to him not because of who he was, but because he was capable of doing those things. People looked at him as a capable person.
Right.
So, I mean, it's one of those things where it's the enormity of it is like, wow, a lot of important stuff. It wasn't just...
That's right. A lot of stuff that happened while he was in charge of different things.
Definitely.
So, again, if there wants more information...
Then go to bush41.org.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy. I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Your HVAC unit is likely to be your home's main energy consumer. Change your air filters monthly to keep it running efficiently. Dirty filters can force the unit to work harder to keep your home warm or cool, causing the system to age faster.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, just about 8 minutes till. Okay, so they're telling us now that landfall is probably going to be about 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Like right just a little bit north of Corpus Christi. Okay, just going to be a ton of rain, for those folks especially. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how all that goes. So a guy named Jay Thomas died yesterday of cancer, 69 years old. He played Rhea Perlman's husband on Jerry Gold on Murphy Brown first, and Rhea Perlman's husband, who was a hockey player on Cheers.
Eddie LeBeck.
Yeah. Yep. But one of the things that he did is he would come on the David Letterman show every Christmas and tell a story about when he was a disc jockey having to do with him doing a live remote with the Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Runs about 3 minutes. This is Jay Thomas from the David Letterman show.
Tell me this story about you mm-hmm. and the Lone Ranger.
That's
and,
right.
and I had never told it publicly. So I worked for a small radio station, and back then I was one of the few white guys with an afro. I had the big giant afro, and we would open the car dealership. And so a guy named Pickle Moore, I go to the thing, and I'm talking and doing the remote, and come down and get an oil change and buy a truck and the whole thing. And the Lone Ranger is there, and the kids are coming, and he's got the guns and everything else. My friend Mike Martin, who's in the record industry, he comes to visit, he gets me, and we go out to the dumpster, and we begin to get herbed up. We become medicinally enhanced as the performance.
We only hear that phrase herbed up once a year.
Once a year.
Once a year. Once a year. We all look forward to
tradition.
Herbed up.
Yeah.
Herbed up once a year.
That's a lovely tradition.
That's right. So as I keep going back and forth, we're more and more herbal. So we do it. We're there for hours, and it's time to leave, and no one comes to get Clayton Moore, the Lone Ranger, and to take him back to the Red Carpet Inn on Moorhead Avenue. So we wait a while, and no one comes. The sales manager was drunk. I don't know what happened. Pickle Moore had left. I don't know what was going on. So I said, well, we'll take you back.
And Lone Ranger all dressed up, just as in the photo.
Just with the guns and the whole thing,
and the mask.
Never takes it off.
Yeah.
Never relaxes.
Right.
Nothing. So I have a 10-year-old Volvo, okay? And it's all beat up. And there's fast food crap in the back of it and everything else. And we put the Lone Ranger in. And Mike and I get in there. And all we're thinking is we can't act stoned. So we... And my hair is so big, and he's got so much hair, he can't see out of the front window because it's like Starsky and Hutch are in the front with it. And we are looking straight ahead. And we are so nervous, and we get in this traffic. It's not moving. No one is saying a word. It's dead silent in my Volvo. And this middle-aged guy in a Buick in the front of us doesn't like the traffic. He decides to back up, crashes into my car. I hear my headlight break.
Oh.
And we look around, and he drives away. And there's that pause that stone people have before they react. And so we decide to chase the guy in my Volvo. A Volvo has 5 cylinders, right? So I get out of traffic, and we're chasing the Buick. We can't. And the Lone Ranger is in the back, completely stoic. I swear to God. So we catch up to the guy. We can see him. He's a middle-aged guy. We pull in front of him, right in front of Anderson Seafood Restaurant. I swear to God, okay. It's all there. And Mike and I jump out, and he says, what are you guys doing? I said, you backed into my car, and you broke my headlight. He says, I did not. I said, yes, you did. He says, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to call the cops. He says, oh, really? Well, who do you think they're going to believe? You two hippie freaks are me. And the Lone Ranger gets out of the back of my car. I swear to God, he goes like this. They'll believe me, citizen.
Jay Thomas, he's dead.
Awesome.
He used to tell it every year. I did a remote with Junior Samples once. It wasn't quite the same. Anyway, all right, here we go. What millennials think are their favorite brands? Okay, they asked them on Business Insider, asked 17 to 37-year-old. Wait a minute, there were 17 to 34 in the other list.
Yeah.
But, okay, I guess the millennials just generally in that time period. But they talked to 15,000 people age 17 to 37 and asked them to give us these top 100. And they came up with their top 20 brands. So we'll do like 12 of them.
Okay.
All right. So number 12 is Nintendo.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 is Google.
Okay.
All right. Number 9 is Coca-Cola. Number 8 is Microsoft, which is neither. Number 7, neither micro nor soft. Okay. Number 7 is, thank you, Walmart. Number 6 is Sony.
Walmart, really?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
These are the top 5 brands, according to millennials. Number 5 is Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is Target. Number 3 is Samsung. Number 2 is Nike. And number 1 is Apple.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense, yeah.
Samsung is above Sony. I find that really interesting. Because old guys like me, Sony was considered... the top of the mark.
Yeah.
But apparently now that is not the case.
Been eclipsed by Samsung.
There you go. So Apple's number 1. They're building robots that can perform funeral services.
Really?
Japanese tech company SoftBank has unveiled a droid called Pepper, which is billed as a robotic Buddhist priest. Pepper chants funeral rites in a computer voice. Oh, that's got to be warm and reassuring, doesn't it?
Seems a little impersonal.
Anyhow, also while tapping a spiritual rhythm out on a drum, the robot can be hired for $450 per funeral. Pepper was showcased this week at the Life-Ending Industry Expo in Tokyo. That apparently is an annual funeral industry meeting. Again, it's called the Life-Ending Industry.
Wow. So when are there going to be, like, robotic funeral attendees and things?
That's, I don't know. It's just, I find that to be very...
Yeah.
Halftime show for this year's Super Bowl will not be a rock artist. There are several reports that the No Fun League is going with Justin Timberlake and Jay-Z.
Ooh, I'll take it.
Okay, Justin's new album due out in early 2018, and Jay-Z's 444 was released in June. They toured together in 2013. And, of course, you should know, but if you don't, Super Bowl 52 happens February 4. That'll be at USA Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. And Katy Perry's basketball-themed video for her new single, Swish Swish.
Yeah.
Pretty weird. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
No.
Plays for a team of misfits called the Tigers who go up against an almost mutant members of a team called the Sheep Team.
Okay.
Real-life announcers Rich Eisen and Bill Walton call the game.
Nice.
And you'll see cast members from soap opera with swords, Stranger Things, and the Netflix series Glow.
Oh.
Plus, former Saturday Night Live cast member Molly Shannon, Nicki Minaj, Terry Crews, they're all in there.
Wow, full house.
Yep. Yeah. Back Monday, WTAW College Station, Brian.